Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at buyer risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Said, please help me. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Mitch Bupp setting in for Dr. James Fetzer, the philosophy professor who cannot be named by Alex Jones. Come on down and join us on Revolution Radio, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomni, Open Radio App, and many more. You can come on down and join us and get the straight truth, not that mainstream media mind control, because, well, let's face it, you're caught in a matrix of illusion. So come on down and join us. We're here in at Revolution Radio Studio B. You can catch us. Don't forget the archives. The archives at Revolution Radio are free also. Come on down and call in to listen to Studio B, Revolution.radio, 641 793-2531 to reach Studio B 2531. And if you want to listen over in Studio A, 641-793-6370. So come on down and join us, and let's get the straight truth, not this mainstream media mind control. You can find the truth. It is out here. It is hard to find. It has been changed, shifted, and has been morphed into a reality that you do not believe. So God bless you guys. Jim is recovering at home, of course, this holiday weekend. And tomorrow being the 4th of July, God bless America and all and the freedoms that we have. And let's restore the freedoms that have been taken from us. I think that's an important theme that we must realize, that we are not allowed to think freely. Cancel culture, Black Lives Matters, KKK, Klan, Tifa have essentially worked together to bring back some of the darkest eras of American history. We are seeing the return of censorship and segregation. We are seeing the return of racism and bigotry. Of course, this time it is termed or ideated in this thought of reducing or changing or fixing the discrimination and racism in the past. If you're not aware, the U.S. Supreme Court has handed down a series of defeats for the Biden administration, first being the student loan plan that Joe Biden literally wanted to buy the next election by forgiving student loan debt. That is not allowed and is not allowable by law. So now the Biden administration is going to use another route, another way, another means. In fact, it's means testing for the repayment of student loans. And if your income level is not at a certain level, and you get a forbearance or forgiveness, over time, that loan will eventually be completely forgiven and written off after a number of years of being on that program. So what they will do is they will slow walk the road to hell for the repayment of student loans for people who, well, haven't done it. And I admit I am one of those guilty parties. What else we got going on here with the U.S. Supreme Court? Affirmative action, the efforts to make up for racism in the past has only created racism in the future. That is exactly essentially what the court has said. The court said, look, you cannot have race-based admissions to effectively bring on board minorities that you choose, not minorities as in Asian minorities or, you know, Hispanic minorities, but in historically Black minorities. And effectively what we see and what we are experiencing here in this world is, let's just call it a circle, a cycle of a circle. And where we once were, we are back at the same place. And that is because this inherent litmus test of racial equity, racial skin color, because let's be honest, you know, there's blacks that are light skinned that get discriminated against every day. Racism is something that you can never stop, and you can never stop. That's what I'll say it like that, because it is an individual right to be a racist. You may not like it. I don't like it. I think it just effing sucks. Okay. But if you choose to be a racist, that is an individual liberty that you have. If you choose to be gay, lesbian, if you choose to identify as pedophile, if you choose to identify as furry, it is essentially all the same thing. You deny people the right of their own existence, how they choose to live individually. And you will never stop racism, because individually we are allowed to be racist, and it's okay because it's freedom of speech. It's freedom of thought, and it's freedom idea. Is it repugnant to many? Yes, absolutely. It's repugnant to me. But so is homosexuality. So is child abuse. So is grooming children with transsexual shit. But we have to understand Nazis, have the free right to exist the same way as furries or non-binary individuals have the right to exist and thought and think as free as they want. Here the problem is liberals do not like freedom. And at Yale and Harvard, what they did was they designed an admissions policy that was racist. It was okay because it was racist under the approved scheme of things where blacks get privilege and Asians get, they get non-privilege. And whites, they just get, look, you're not supposed to be here, blah, luck good for you if you made it. It's crazy. It's almost like this idea of we have to have one of every color and every flavor and every animal and every perceived sex. It's like Noah's Ark, the selective and biased policy by these elite universities. They are by no means, the only bastion of this type of racism that is around today. I believe it was on Friday when I said I expect sexism to go the same way. So all of these sex-based preferences will go out the window. Just as privilege against races and different races, they should all be judged equally. Is that not? Don't you believe everybody should be judged equally? That doesn't mean that we are going to be equal. It doesn't mean that we are all going to excel to the same levels of our abilities or our possibilities. It depends on our work ethic. It depends on what we know, how we learn, and how we evolve our learning and our processes. Many people are so stuck in one format, so to speak, of trying to learn something, they can never literally get to the next level. And that's okay. That's freedom. That's life. But don't command and demand others and limit their thoughts, their ideas. It's way of what America has become, where, it's like a forced march in the Marine Corps, where the column itself can only move forward as fast as the slowest man. Now, that slowest man may get picked up by a Jeep or a vehicle or somebody following them to help keep them up to speed. But the truth is, an army can only move as fast as the slowest man, as fast as the slowest piece of equipment that's critical to mission that they need. So, we have to understand that the way our government is working and the way things are moving, that, I don't even know how to say it anymore, okay? It's just stupid. To me, it's just stupid. I have had a rough weekend, guys. I wish it would have been a lot better. And the 4th of July fireworks came early, so to speak. And, it's a shame. It's a shame that the holiday is going the way it is. And it's a shame that people will learn the hard way about their money and where it goes. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank and 40 other U.S. banks are conducting FedNow trial runs. FedNow is going to be the new payment system that the feds are going to use to implement instant transactions. You know how like Zelle or Zelle is one of them. There's another one, Cash App. You know how they instantly send money? and you get robbed instantly. You get scammed instantly. You have no chance to pull that money back. Are you aware of that? Did you know that? So anyway, it's like they're essentially going to make electronic debit cards where all you have to do is have the numbers and you send a picture of the receipt to somebody and you send them a picture of the card and then you wonder why a flash second later all the money disappeared. Yeah. Anyway, new Federal Reserve press release, 41 banks, 15 service providers, wrapping up their FedNow test trials before an official launch of the service scheduled for late this month. Ken Montgomery, first vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston and the FedNow program executive, "We are on track for the FedNow service launch," he said, "with a strong cohort of financial institutions and service providers of all sizes, and in the processing and completing the final round of readiness testing. With go live nearing, financial institutions and their industry partners should be confident in moving forward with plans to join the network of organizations participating in the FedNow service." So they bring in a certain number of banks. They check out their systems to make sure the FedNow is processing right through their computers and stuff, and then they let them loose. This year and in years to come, they hope all 10,000 Federal Reserve banks and service centers will adopt the technology. Other banks testing the service to start using it in July include the Bank of New York Mellon, U.S. Bancorp, and Wells Fargo. The U.S. Department of Treasury is also intending to use the service. So, yeah, instant transactions of digital money essentially means that your blood, sweat, and fears will be gone in a flash, even before the muscle ache sets in from earning and those digits. The World Economic Forum, they say we must continue to fight climate change, and we have to use all available resources and recycle all available resources. As the World Economic Forum has said, drink your own urine. That's right. Drink your pee, please. And hey, I know we can bake that turd and we can put some chemicals on it and pretend that it's, well, you can pretend that it's a Baby Ruth bar. Yeah. And remember, those might even be real peanuts left in the defecation of, well, whatever they're going to make it out of. But the World Economic Forum says they should be making it out of human feces. You know, I can see fertilizer. You know, that makes sense to me. And, you know, we don't have enough high-quality fertilizer. But let me tell you what. I lived where I used to live. That farmer would spray that liquid sewage product on his pastures. You know, let it set a couple weeks, and it's fertilizer, right? And they pay him to spread it there. Well, it's not as clean and homogeneous as you might think. You walk, once it was done, and I wouldn't go over there immediately, but you know, after a few days, you go over there and you walk around and you look, and you know, there's little pieces of red plastic, little pieces of white plastic. You know, the only thing I really didn't see was tampon strings. I saw every other kind of piece of color plastic and everything else you might can think of. But, you know, I didn't see any tampon strings. I guess that's a good thing because, you know, we couldn't have wildlife, you know, getting choked on those tampon strings that they spray that good sewage water on all those fields. Ah, man, that'd turn your stomach for lunch, won't it? I mean, I was like, what in the F-bomb are these people doing? Oh, that stank so bad. It was stank, man. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I went over there that one time. My friend says, oh, Mitch, he says, I shot a deer. I can't find it. I think I shot it. I said, all right, come on. I'll come over. I'll help track it. We went over there, same field, tracked down over the field, around, up around, in the holler, and lost the track. And so I said, well, look, if you, the deer may lay down to pass away, you know, because it's hurt, and let's you walk it here, and I'll walk up here, and we'll kind of watch and see if we can see it on the ground. And we're walking up through there, and here is a cow at a tree, his head stuck in a hole in the base of the tree. And this cow must have had been there for, I don't know, how long would it take for a cow? At least 3 or 4 days he was missing, according to the farmer. But we had to push his head down and then pull it out and then do something else to it to get it up out of the hole. And, you know, look at me. You know, I had a video camera, but I didn't have any kind of a camera on a phone. I didn't even have a phone then, I don't think. But it was hilarious. You know, the cow staggered off. You never know what you find when you go outside and you go out and look and you experience the real world. You put your phone down. You get into reality. You don't worry about what text messages and what shit you're seeing on Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or Instagram. Please, I beg of you, put the electronic and the digital shit down and be free on this July 4th. I can understand taking pictures. I can understand memorializing the day. Can we live the day? How can you live a moment if you have your phone out, literally trying to record something on your phone? It's not like when everybody, nowadays you go to a concert, right? And everybody puts their phone on light on, their flashlight on their phone on, and they hold it up and flash it. Then in the old days, we used to use our Bic lighters. You remember that? Yeah. Well, man, I'm telling you, get out. Get off of the digital plantation and get back into reality and the free world, because one is a mesmerized, digitized, meta-type world, and one is real. One is hands-on. You get dirty. You roll around. You have a good time. You enjoy life. You're not literally stuck on a screen on your phone. What freedom is that? The freedom to pull up any website, well, a limited number of websites that are approved. We don't even have the freedom to hear individual messages. Imagine Daniel Ellsberg trying to report about the Pentagon Papers. Or is it Ellsberg? Yeah. Think about that. You know, think about how he was kind of pushed as a journalist that was not criminalized, and he told the truth and government lied. Today, the journalists that tell the truth about the government lies have become criminals. Julian Assange, Edward Snowden. And we have to understand this, the flip-flop in the media that we have seen. We have seen the media go from the fourth estate, the literal wall of truth and freedom, to essentially being the soft velvet glove of tyranny itself. The Jim Jones media, ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, how compromised is your subconscious today? As we look for tomorrow with freedom and we celebrate with our friends and neighbors and others, a family, do we really believe and accept the freedom of others? Even if they don't agree with us and we agree with them. See, we used to have a nation where freedom of speech was, I don't agree with what you say, but I agree you have the right to say it. Today, freedom of speech in America is, I don't like what you say. I'm going to beat you in the head. I'm going to put my black hood on. I'm going to cancel you. We're going to fire you from your job. You're going to be ostracized from society. You're going to be cut out from the herd, and you're going to die. That's the ideas. These are the things that are destroying the Constitution. And it's one of the most important things that we have, particularly this holiday, is the Constitution. It really is. The Constitution is an essential for our American Republic to have any kind of democratic freedoms and norms. So remember, be free, and God bless America.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm glad to hear you, see you, and come on down and join us. Yes, this is Mitch setting in for Dr. Jim Fetzer. Jim is resting at home, and Alex Jones will still not mention his name. He is the philosophy professor who will not be mentioned by Alex Jones. And it still costs Alex Jones near $1 billion. Who's the, who was the joke on? Alex Jones and his lack of freedom of speech and balls to say Dr. James Fetzer? Yeah, I hope y'all are doing well. God bless you. Hey, France is on fire. That's right, those all those migrants that France brought in over the last few years and are in the European Union have essentially now started to set the country on fire. And it's not only just in France anymore. The European-wide revolt is in full swing as more riots are predicted. As gangs of North African immigrants have essentially gone to war with the French police. Now, a North Africa. Now, what participated this? What participated? Is that how you say that? Precipitated. Precipitated. I make no A in there, Mitchie. Anyway, so what started this crap? Well, a young North African guy was driving a car and he wasn't going to listen to the police. I don't know if he was going to stop. I don't know if he was going to drive off. I don't know if he was going to drive over somebody, but he was in the driver's seat and the cop shot him right there in the driver's seat. Now, why he wasn't listening or whatever, I don't know all the details, but this is like the George Floyd moment for France when it comes to North African refugees and migrants, okay? The truth is, it's a war now. Fifth night, 700-800 people arrested now. Probably more, I believe. Hundreds of cars, hundreds of buildings. Burnt to the ground, banks and shopping malls looted and then burned. Why does that sound familiar? Burn, loot, and murder. Oh, that's right. BLM. Yeah. Anyway, Emmanuel Macron says, let them eat turds at the World Economic Forum. No. He says, look, we got to stop the news. We're going to literally have a news blackout. We're going to censor everything. And we're telling we're telling all the media companies to shut it down. All the news, anything that has to do with France right now. And so these guys are like, wow. Yeah. So North African rioters involved in the recent riots in France are just kind of looking for a new ground, I guess. That innocent looking teenager, you know, that had a machete in his hand and he said is using it to chop other people's hands off. Yeah, that don't work out real well, does it? See, now the problem is France really doesn't have firearms for the people to protect themselves like we do here in the United States. If someone comes in and tries to burn your house down and you, if you're armed, you have permission basically to shoot them if they're trying to arson your house down with you in it, okay? And it's on the unfortunate reality of freedom. The style of colonial socialism, as I would call it, that exists in Europe. You know, there's many different flavors. There's national socialism, national fascism, and there's Fabian socialism, there's communism, and there's a blends of all of them. And none of them give a damn shit about freedom. You will think what they need you to think. You will have groupthink, and you will only see, hear, and experience approved information and data. Why does that sound so dystopian? To say the least. Yeah. Dystopian? Hey, man, we live in dystopia land. Yeah, we live in the United States of Americas. Yeah. Anyway, good for AJ. Whatever. So, France, right? And the violence and everything else isn't really going to stop, okay? It really isn't. If you remember, wasn't long, Donald Trump was talking, and I was talking also, about the it was so overwhelming that it was literally changing the society and the fabric of Europe and the UK. Here's what Donald Trump said about it.
I wouldn't go to France. I wouldn't go to France because France is no longer France. France is no longer France. They won't like me for saying that. France is no longer France. And this world better be very careful, and they better get very tough and very smart.
Yeah, well, you know, it's exactly what, you know, has been happening. And, you know, the overnight riots descended into the fifth day in France. The family home of Vincent Jean Brun, the mayor of the Paris suburb La Haye-les-Roses, was attacked. Rioters set cars on fire and... Man, a summary of the fifth night, 871 fires on public roads, 577 burned vehicles, 74 burned buildings, 719 people arrested, and 45 officers and grenadiers arrested. In other words, I guess it's like a maybe like a military police type French police officer. Anyway. It is just sheer crazy. And here is a stark reminder. A stark reminder of what a sheikh said. I can't pronounce his name. Abdullah bin something. Here's what he said. Oh, come on. It's slow.
There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision making, trying to be politically correct, or assuming that they Middle East and they know Islam
well, I'm
and they
sorry,
know the
I can't
others
take that
far
call.
Better than we do. And I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
Pure ignorance? Is that what he said? What? Let's hear that again. This is how ignorant, how naive, how stupid, you know, the political correctness of this European socialist class is. I'm not saying everybody in the world is an ignorant caveman that's uncivilized. But we have to understand there are groups of people who are, well, let's just say they're on that tribal mindset. Their tribe can win and take over everything. It's just they're not a whole country. They're not, you know, the United States and or the neocons and the neoliberals or the Democrat hyphen Republican Party. And, you know, this is the telling part right here.
They know the others far better than we do. And I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
That's pure ignorance. Okay. We are led by just ignorant bastards. They are unprofessional, and they have gotten there often because of, I hate to use the word, some kind of privilege. They haven't had to work to get where they are. They haven't paid their dues. And the thing is, most of them are there. Why? Because they can be bought and sold like a whore on a street corner. That their science, their policies, and their tenure, whatever, wherever and whatever it is, it's malleable. In other words, it can be hard as iron. It can be steel. But put it under some pressure and turn up the heat. And pound on it a little, and then grind on it, you can make one hell of a sword, one hell of a knife. So remember that people can be reshaped. People will be honed into different instruments. And within government, they become very deadly. They cut through the fabric of democracy and society. Where our society, our freedom has to be soft. You know, it can't be like a hardened bunker. You know, it can't be so protected that there's only a few entry points and there aren't any windows or portals or anything else to look out of, and that it has a self-contained ventilation system, heating and air conditioning and foods and water supply. The more you control the bits and pieces of a free society, the more that society is essentially put in a bunker. That society is no longer free. When you went on lockdown for 2 weeks, you never realized it was the instructional mentality to your subconscious for it to last your lifetime. That people that acquiesced to the globalist reset plan using the pandemic as a way to reshape the psychology and induce people into a psychosis that fed off of the paranoia and the fear of the psychosis that had already been introduced in the United States, known as Obamagate, the Trump-Russia collusion delusion, the big lie. Perpetrated to everybody who found themselves caught in an intense propaganda trap coming from literally every orifice of the United States government and every news outlet. Donald Trump was guilty even before he arrived. Even before he became the legal president and as president-elect, Donald Trump was attacked in a coup by Barack Obama in these United States. While we fought to get our freedom in 1776, it has been much tougher keeping those freedoms, those liberties, and those ideas. Today we face an army of propagandists that were once journalists who have now honed their craft to a mind-bending, soul-splitting message. A message that you and so many people gladly receive as long as they hear it, you know, from their favorite newscaster. It must be true. Mika Brzezinski and Joe Jackass over there on wherever the hell they are. I don't know because I don't watch and I don't listen to that effing dribble. But I know they're propagandists. The people that listen to them believe that they are delivering tablets from the mountain. People that listen to Fox News or ABC, NBC, or CBS. This is the master of the psychological operation that we have been put asunder, that we have been put under. And is literally 40 to 60% of the American people cannot tell the difference in the political realities of the world that they live in. They have no idea. The only thing that they know is the message. And even though often the message is contradictory to what is reality, what the photos show, what the actual events in the video portray, the mind will interpret. It will be, how should we say, predisposed to an answer. That is part of the magic of the media today. That the American people are so psychologically soft that the political placebo effect has gone to near 50% of the people. It doesn't matter what reality is, because once they hear something and once they have decided that it is true, they so invest themselves in that propaganda of the Trump-Russia collusion, for example. Once they self-invest, they can't uninvest, because then they would have to admit, one, they were wrong, and number two, that it's the best way to say it, that once you know, if you have any kind of heart or any kind of idea or any kind of self-worth and morality, once you know, you cannot ignore the truth. And once you do know the truth, and you cannot live with the truth and with the proposed lie, then everything changes, doesn't it? And the game is off, and all historical precedent and bets are essentially gone. So remember, this change that they're trying to institute around the world in the Great Reset to bring in the New World Order, it is having its unintended consequences already. People are rebelling around the world, And we know it, and they know it. And their biggest fear, their biggest horror, is if we join together, we the people on this planet, join against the oligarch and elite class that believe they are the masters of our universe. Wow. Nah. Not going to be a good thing. Anyway, where in the hell? What, my mouse died? Oh, that's just great. My mouse died. Yeah, where's that damn batteries at? Anyway, I got to get me some batteries now. Luckily, I had a couple sitting right here. Man, I'm telling you. Oh, hell, those are different ones. Okay, well, I need a different battery than that, don't I? Yeah. Anyway, so remember that, remember how you changed the world? Remember all the good things that you did? All the things that you said that you woke somebody's brain up? That you could see them once you spoke with them? You could see the difference in their thought processes. And you would hope that they would continue that. They would continue that life after you left. And they may have, they may not have. But what we do know is that they made a change and that you make the change. And that changes everything. And listen, because of the Great Reset, they have lost control. They believe that the Great Reset would bring them more control. When what it did was it made people, how should I say it? People wanted to live their lives. How's that sound? People didn't want to work at the hog slop trough all day so they could literally just get by. Yeah. So there it is. Oh. Police continued a search for the bomber of three D.C. businesses rocked by explosives on this past Sunday morning. The D.C. police shared a photo but refused to describe the suspect's physical features. Oh, maybe it's a gay black man identified as a woman. I don't know. It just seems to be crazy. Turkey has said that ahead of this NATO summit in Vilnius, that NATO's membership is a pipe dream. Middle Eastern protesters burned pride flags in response as an Iraqi, a man who identifies himself as an Iraqi Christian, burned a Quran with bacon. With bacon. Can you believe the waste of that bacon? I just, you know, I was offended. I was offended that somebody would waste bacon just to burn a Quran. I mean, really. Anyway, so Turkey has said, look, NATO, no. No go NATO. Sweden can forget it. After the protest in Sweden that was allowed to go forward burning the Quran. Can you imagine that? Ah, I can't. Bud Light's disastrous pro-trans marketing failure has sparked major job losses across bottling suppliers that have already started to shut down. Hundreds of hardworking Americans are being unemployed. Why? Because Anheuser-Busch thought it was good to pander to pedophiles and the LGBTQ community when their when their customer base is basically straight white men. And they can't understand why men were insulted. And then when they doubled and tripled down, as Transheiser Bush did, they lost more and more money, more and more market share. Now, here's the caveat on all that. Anheuser-Busch is not an American-owned beer. It is owned by International Beverage Corporation. We'll be right back. I hear it now. Don't get that Transheiser-Busch. We'll be right. We'll be here. Come on down.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern. and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, how you doing? Howdy, howdy. Welcome back. This is producer Mitch Bupp sitting in for host Dr. James Fetzer here on The Raw Deal, streaming live on Revolution.radio. Come on down and join us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio app, and many, many more. Give us a call on the call-in and listen line. That's calling in to listen. You know, you can always, with every show on Revolution Radio, you can call in and listen on Studio A or Studio B. Give us a call to listen on Studio A, 641-793-6370, to call and listen to Studio A. Studio B, where we are broadcasting right now. The call-in to listen number is 641-793-2531. There's also many players there, Studio A, Studio B, and of course, The Hawk's Nest. So come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. Get the straight truth, not that mainstream media mind control. After all, it's your mind to control, not theirs. Isn't that right? I mean, who is in charge of your brain, of your life, of your wife, of your hubby, of your kitties? It sure isn't the government. And if it was, would you want the government? Would you want the government taking care of your children? I don't think so. But schools have essentially stopped educating and have essentially become, well, socialists. Constructing human beings in any way that they can just to see what they can do. I really, you know, I'm really disgusted by what the colleges and the school systems, particularly the elementary level, what has happened. I can only imagine and extrapolate into the future how crazy it is really going to get. We have no justice. We have no money, we have no peace, and we have little freedom. Let's start with Hunter Biden's laptop. Talk about the government covering up for Hunter Biden. We knew here on Revolution Radio more than 3 years ago, as I talked about it multiple times, probably at nauseam at weeks on end, and of course on those Trump assassination files, which will be tomorrow night on rumble.com. Yes, go over there and check out Mitchell Bupp, and you'll find where I've been and a little bit of what I'm doing. It's been a hellscape, in all honesty. Wow. And this next few days during this last week are, well, really bizarre. Really bizarre. Not as bizarre, though. Well, this what I'm talking about, I expect this. I mean, I expect the government lied to me, but that said, former business partner of Hunter Biden and James Biden, and also had direct deals with Joe Biden meetings, was Tony Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski had, and his lawyers had verified that the emails sent to him and about that at the on the Hunter on the Hunter Biden laptop were authentic, and had had spoke briefly, I guess had one interview with the FBI, and after that interview, he never heard back from the FBI. Then Tony Bobulinski's attorneys reached out to Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, asking about being called to testify in front of the grand jury about the Hunter Biden tax crimes and the influence peddling and all that stuff. What happened? Bobulinski never got the call. Nobody ever wanted to talk to him. You know, it's like somebody leading an investigation and they know where the body is and they look everywhere but where the body is, where the evidence is that will lead to the conviction of those who perpetrated the crimes. That would be Joe and James and Hunter and Jill and Haley and the rest of the Biden family. James Comer. James Comer has come out and said, well, as far as we can see now, the committee has found upwards of $40 million of pay-to-play scandal stuff related to Hunter Biden and Vice President Joe Biden. And the reasons, I believe, there are several reasons why they're protecting Joe Biden and Hunter Biden so hard is because all roads directly back directly to Traitor 44, Barack Obama, the first black president of the United States of America, who had who was the man who could not be impeached. He could not be investigated. He could not be dealt with as if he was a normal president. And using this extra protection, Democrats worked to overthrow the next president of the United States, President-elect Donald J. Trump. And all at the same time, to protect their former darling, Hillary Clinton, who knew that Joe Biden's ability to f up anything. I think that's what, if I remember right, that's what Barack Obama said about Joe Biden. Never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F up anything. Okay? Oh, man. Well, Barack, I hope you didn't take bribes and take a cut of Joe's, of the big guy's money. Because, well, then maybe you and Big Mike can go with the big guy. I wonder what the odds in Vegas are. The size, Big Mike versus the big guy. What do you think, huh? I'm just asking. Anyway, so the fact is Tony Bobulinski was completely ignored by the investigators. They did not want to turn that rock over because they knew it had evidence under it. This is just part, and these are small parts of the, what do they call that when Trump, they charged Trump with it? Obstruction of justice. The truth is, Merrick Garland at the Justice Department, Christopher Wray at the FBI, they should be hauled off to Gitmo, and they should get no less than the worst that the so-called enemies of America from Afghanistan got, or suspected, you know, terrorists got. We have to understand here in America, we have to get this idea out of our minds that terrorists come in the shape of what? In the shape of a mad Islamic bomber. We have to understand that most of the terrorists around the world and here in the United States come in suits, carrying briefcases, campaign slogans, and signs. That's the problem that we have. Anyway, whistleblower documents all coming out point again and again to crimes of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and James Biden, from basic frontal coercion by Hunter Biden of Henry Zhao, Chinese businessman, whose partner is basically the Chinese spy king. Anyway, all of the people on the edges of this investigation literally rolled themselves in front of the investigation to slow it down, to give Biden and the family one time to essentially clean out a locker, a storage unit. The truth is, every time that the FBI either knowingly or willingly didn't do something, that's obstruction of justice. You know, this is one of the things that I have said and will say tomorrow night on those Trump assassination files about John Durham, okay? John Durham, ladies and gentlemen. John Durham did the same effing crap that I just talked about. He didn't check over anybody's notes, number one, from all the other investigations. You know, he didn't go over questions. He didn't really ask a lot of hard questions. And people that were outside the government, essentially, that were core conspirators in this, even as Durham says, this plot against Trump, they were never questioned. They were never subpoenaed. None of their communications were effectively brought in. That's a cover-up. That's not an investigation. That's the biggest thing that I had to say about John Durham. Only thing he really gave us was confirmation of the shit that we already knew. Because almost everything that I can think of that John Durham brought out, we already knew. None of these things were surprises. All this stuff is well documented in Twitter feeds about the Trump-Russia collusion lie created by Democrats to smear Donald Trump. Yeah. Sheer crazy, isn't it? Anyway, Bob Alinsky. What's his name? I don't know no stinking Bob Alinskys. Yeah, so goes Merrick Garland. He should be impeached. And I think it's disgusting. I think it's almost high treason that these Republicans have not started the trial of Joe Biden's impeachment just on the grounds of sitting silent, knowing that Trump was being smeared illegally. Obama, traitor. The Attorney General of the United States of America let a major investigation go in silence never said a word about it. And what was the, what effectively happened? Almost nothing. These guys walked away free. And they attempted to overthrow the presidency and the next administration. You know, if we had a third world country, you know, we could call us, we might as well call the United States Ukraine right now. I mean, that's just how disgusting it has become. Oh, God. Janet Yellen going to Beijing. Like little Annie going to the trough to get some gruel. Janet Yellen heading to Beijing to try to smooth over these discrepancies and these trade wars that we're entering into with China. Yeah, did you know that we're sanctioning China? That we were doing Russia. That's a trade war, right? Yeah. Don't trade wars, currency wars all lead to, well, that's correct, real wars. So Janet Yellen is pulling the, let's see how big of a chump China is. Beijing, here we come. It's delay, 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 delay. Yes, the United States government is sending Janet Yellen to Beijing to try to smooth things over. And why are they doing this though? Think about this. Think about the concept that the United States is just delaying China what they're doing by pretending to negotiate. Remember how the United States and Russia or China and Ukraine, excuse me, Ukraine and the United States did, and Germany and NATO, all the European countries. Remember what they did in Ukraine? They lied. Everything they did was a delaying tactic. It did not stop or hinder or alter the strategy or the plans of what NATO and the West are doing in Ukraine. So China should learn and understand that Minsk 1 and Minsk 2, they were both lies just to delay, delay, delay till they could either arm up enough people in Ukraine and then invade the Donbass region with the breakaway republic that were 80-some to 90% ethnic Russians. I mean, you know, the United States is such a corrupted state that people have lost their way in this ideas and the ideals that they're living with and moving forward with today. It's madness. It's sheer madness because, you know, just like here in America, we expect China to sit on their keister and not do anything, as we just do whatever the hell we want. Here in the United States, liberals are essentially commanding and demanding conservatives to shut up, sit in the corner, and we'll do whatever we want, and you better agree with it. And that's not freedom. And this concept of this idea, you know, hey, it's the 4th of July weekend, right? Tomorrow's the 4th. And people are not reveling in the fact that, you know, you can say anything and I can say anything and we're free. We're free to say it. The problem is liberals don't carry them same ideals anymore. They have moved into the social fascist camp. And they believe in using violence to create silence. You know, it's really strange because if you look at how Antifa, for example, protests against Christians and others, it's essentially no different than if Antifa was the KKK, and the Christians and the conservatives were the black minorities in the Old South. That's what we see in Portland today. This whole reversal of the abusive cycle. And you know who's right at the top? The Democrats are still right at the top of the abusive government entities that are using these social constructs like, you know, new Jim Crow, Jim Crow Jr., to bring in a new era of racism and racialism, and then be able to swing that around yet again. It's like the abused woman. Ah, there's that same call again. I can't take that right now, Dan. I'll get him at the break. I'll send him a message at the break in a minute. Anyway. He's just saying, where are you at? His son's getting married today. God bless them. Yes, his son, Jacob, is getting married. And then I think they're leaving on a cruise. So, man, that's, you know, God bless, man. That's cool as hell. You know, and I hope they get along well. And, you know, they are a little, they keep the spark in their life. And they don't wander. Yeah, but anyway, how many years? I don't know. We'll see. God bless them. Oh, man, I'm telling you, we got about 3 minutes to the break. But Janet Yellen, man, I'm telling you, Janet Yellen's going there. It's delayed tactics so they can weaponize up Taiwan and they can make Taiwan like this little bomb. You know, that, hey, man, you're going to come in here. It's just all one bomb. Just wherever you step, whatever you do. And you know how bad it is. The United States of America has kind of asked Taiwan if they will allow the U.S. or others to destroy the chip-making plants if China invades Taiwan and takes it over. The U.S. was told Taiwan that they are going to level the chip-making factories and the ability for that to happen to fall into technology, to fall into Chinese hands. Wow. I don't know. You know, so it's crazy. All I can say is don't trust Janet Yellen. Don't trust the government. And make sure you got some constitutional coins on you. In other words, you know, ones that have silver content in them. At least that way you might be able to have a little to barter with. I don't know what the price of goods will be. But the thing is, if you have access to grains and you know how to bake, and you probably could do extremely well in those times. Anyway, Elon Musk, they limited tweets to 6,000, I believe, the number of tweets that a certified user can view. A verified, I guess that's the ones with the blue check mark, right? Look, I've been banned from Twitter. Yeah, I've been a bad boy. You know, I just tell the truth when I think about it. Anyway, so then the regular Twitter users that just have a name and login, they can look at 600 tweets a day, while, you know, the checkmark people can look at 6,000. And if you're unverified, you can look at most 300 tweets a day. Well, what was happening was AI was working to complete what they called a censorship Death Star that would, how should we say it, that would manipulate the entire system and scrape data. Hey, there's the call. We'll be right back after this number, or after this break. Give us a call at 540-352-4452.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, howdy. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Mitch setting in for Dr. James Fetzer. You can give us a call at 540-352-4452. But I must warn you, I've got a thunderstorm, and it's starting to pound on the roof pretty good. We're getting heavy rain. So hopefully I don't, blink out. But there, your Brian's calling back. There. into the studio. I'm using the tablet right now because the internet is kaput, the storm is hitting us pretty good. So, let me get 816 again. Anyway, I can't. It's not that. Oh, how is eight? Yeah. Well, it's really not letting me add to studio. Let me try this again. I never use the tablet. This is why you don't use the tablet to do this stuff, right? Let's see. Anyway, so we're gonna try to see if we can. No, it's not letting me add Brian's number. Let's see. Let's try that, okay? Nope, I guess it's not trying to add. Hey, we're back here on the other. Let me hang this line. Wow, this is pathetic. I'm sorry, guys. It's really raining like hell outside right now. It looks like I'm still on the tablet. And, all right, there, connected. I guess we got past the hard part of the shock of the wind and the blast. Wait a minute. Okay, so we're back now. I think we got past this little piece of this storm. I must have some bare wires or something somewhere that is that has just been intruding on everything that I've been trying to do here. It can get quite aggravating. Let me try to add Brian again. Okay. This is painful, isn't it? Come on now. I know he's at. Well, that's weird. It's not letting me call out. I don't know why. Well, Brian, if you get a chance, call in. Hopefully I'm back. Wow. Anyway, this storm is coming in and out, so hopefully we can keep going. Hopefully you guys can hear me on the Revolution Radio. I'm half afraid to try to go through the back door and listen again. Every time I do, something happens. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. I know you can change the world. I know you. I know you can. And, that's not working. Hopefully I'm streaming. Dang, nabbit. Man, this is terrible. Anyway, so give us a call at 540-352-4452. Hey, try again, Brian. I'm sorry. Oh, man, it's been the whole weekend's been like this, by the way. What I'll tell you is that when I walked down by my neighbor's house, they must have been playing role-playing, screaming at each other at the top of their lungs for some reason. You know, and later that day I saw them all out in the pool swimming around and having a good time together. I mean, like, what the hell? It's crazy. It certainly is. It's, it's American crazy. That's right. We're special kind of crazy. Hopefully I won't get knocked off the air again. That was just so rude. You know, it's like when you talk about the pedophiles in the White House, and then all of a sudden your phone drops or you get knocked offline, not once, not twice, but like three times. But when you change topics, everything seems to be okay. Lindsey Graham booed all the way off the stage at the Trump rally. You know what that tells me? Trump hasn't learned jack shit. Okay? Trump hasn't learned anything. He's got Lindsey Graham coming to his rallies. Hell, why don't he just invite Democrats? I think that's the real problem. They should just invite Democrats. Hell, if they're going to bring Lindsey Graham, what about Dan Crenshaw? You know, the one-eyed McCain. I mean, Jesus, is there Islamic terrorists they haven't tried to arm yet? If there is, hey, you guys better get a hold of them. They're going to be out of money soon. It's all going to go to Ukraine. It's hilarious. It's crazy. It's Idiocracy. Oh, man. Lindsey Graham on the stage with Trump in South Carolina? Hey, Donald, can you see your tonsils? I mean, because you really have your head stuck way up your wah behind, okay? I mean, I didn't know Donald Trump was, you know, double or triple jointed to, you know, to go around and pal around with, you know, John McCain's buddy, Lindsey. Oh, God. After Lindsey talked so much shit about him, it just proves again, Donald Trump, when it comes to realizing the power that he has in his hands, he's Donald Chump, not Donald Trump. Okay, that's how I view it. That's what I see. What else we got going on here? Oh, if last week it was the European Soviet Socialist Union. They wanted to, how should we? All right, we're back. We're already doing it. Now, I'm going to sound a little different right now because I'm using the tablet. And I really probably can't take any calls. But guess what? The internet went bye-bye again. Yeah, that high-quality copper line. Who in the hell knows where they got it? What was it, recycled copper wire? They found at the landfill or something? I mean, I had to ask these questions because it's pretty damn stupid. It's as stupid as, let's block the sunlight to save the planet. Oh, yeah, let's starve the planet of CO2 so the plants starve to death. Now, what they'll say, well, we need more fertilizer. We need more natural way to grow it. Let's just get rid of the CO2. Never mind, it's CO2, you know, that's what plants use, process and photosynthesis to make oxygen, you know, as their byproduct to, we can, so you and I can breathe. My God, I think liberals have to really work hard at being stupid, don't they? Do you think liberals have to work hard at being stupid, or does it just come natural? I'm not sure, and I have to ask that question. By golly, it's just sheer crazy. I mean, it's insane. But today, insane, well, the norm. It's what everybody is. So don't worry if they call you a conspiracy theorist. That's a good thing. If they call you crazy and say your views are unacceptable and you can't speak and you can't say anything. Well, you know what? That's good, because that means your views are antithetical to their craziness, their sexual dysphoria, their idiocracy. Oh, man. Yeah, can we get another sexting nun? Yeah, can you hear about that? A nun got thrown out of the monastery because she was sexting, sending pictures of her boobs or her wuss or her under the habit stuff, you know? And she got kicked out and excommunicated, got thrown out of the monastery because they said she violated God's modesty policy. Oh, no, God doesn't have a modesty policy. If God had a modesty policy, would Adam and Eve just been wearing fig leaves? I mean, wouldn't God at least provided them with her with at least a G-string? You know, or a big piece of elephant grass or something, you know, with a sack on the end for the man. I mean, really. Anyway. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, for many, many decades, liberals have said that, you know, this race-based admission stuff, it's not working. We need more of it. We have to have it. Or whatever. Now that in the aftermath of the affirmative action ruling, schools now insist that race had a major impact on admissions, on college admissions. Okay. So now what they're saying is, after years of denying that the racism and race-based college application process was effectively, it was kind of whitewashed. You know, that's a bad word, I guess, but, you know, it was bland. You know, nobody was supposed to be getting an advantage of all everybody, but everybody knew minorities were getting an advantage. So as it happens, and it does, schools, colleges, universities, and others had now to admit that these racist policies had a major impact on the admissions to the colleges. That in fact, that using race-based college admissions was the primary cause of, you know, the high numbers of so-called minorities in the system. Now, remember, it used to be we just had racial minorities. Now we have, you know, the gender 57 varieties of minorities. So that class has been expanded by 57 fold, essentially. Yeah, it's crazy. It's certainly crazy. Well, anyway, ahead of tomorrow's Independence Day, some of the most searched foods, you know, to barbecue. I'm not even sure what I'm going to barbecue tomorrow. I still have some in the freezer from the pork butt. Anyway. So, yeah. Here we go. What is this? The top 10 searched barbecue foods: chicken, ribs, pork chops, meatballs, and shrimp. Round out the top 5. Pulling in from 6 to number 10 is pork, beef brisket, baked beans, salmon, and meatloaf. Of course, the national trend of horror, the sacrilegious burning of vegetables on the grill. Ah, it's crazy. It is sheer crazy. In Alabama, they searched how to grill corn on the cob. Corn on the cob! It's mad. It's madness. Arizona, evidently, they didn't have to search how to grill burgers. Huh. While Florida is at the top of my list there, how to smoke my high. It's a fish. Probably good stuff there. Mm-hmm. Man, I am telling you, that is some tasty, tasty food. Yeah, Hawaii, Ahai tuna. Yes, anyway, here in Virginia, idiots were looking on how to, yeah, leave it to Virginia. How to grill portobello mushrooms was the most searched term, if you can well believe that. What was the most kind of crazy term that I see here? Really don't see anything out of the unusual. Eggplant, maybe swordfish, but wings. People in Georgia had to search how to barbecue wings on a grill. I mean, by golly, that's sacrilegious. And burning vegetables, man. I mean, like I said, I mean, oh my God. I mean, that's like heresy, isn't it? Isn't grilling vegetables, isn't that heresy for a vegan to torture those poor vegetables and not release them back out into the garden? It's truly horrendous what liberals do. Oh, come on, just have some fun. You can't worry about everything, can you? Colonel Douglas McGregor, retired, he says, I don't think we'll get to the 2024 election. Well, shit. Ah, man, that's not good. I guess I better stock up while I can. Yeah. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully, you know, this commission in the, I think it's the Eastern District of North Carolina court dealing with the Camp Lejeune. Wow. My internet has dropped 7 or 8 times since I went over here to the tablet. I've kind of been watching it, trying to watch the chat room, but it keeps dropping in and out. It's like, anyway, yeah. So it's sheer crazy, man. It sure is what we have going on today. Ah, man, I'm telling you. Let's see. California Teachers Union has threatened a school district. Why? All because they won't let any flags fly on government property except what? Government flags of California and the federal government, which means they can't raise the pale blue rainbow over the school of the United States flag. It's sheer crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, you know, the Supreme Court isn't supposed to be, well, an activist court. Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts slammed misleading liberal justices over what he called a disturbing opinion that was written about what? I believe, if I remember, well, I'm going to back out. I'm trying to remember in what preface it was about the affirmative action, or if it was about the student loans. You know, these people really want to shred the Constitution. And all they have to do is literally have a Supreme Court that says the hell with the Constitution, the hell with the Bill of Rights. They're going to literally take the handcuffs off the government, and they want to literally put the handcuffs on you and tell you, you have to prove that you have your inalienable rights and that you are not a free human being. here in the United States, but you are a vassal of these United States, and the government will tell you what to do, when to do, and everything. It is sheer madness. We're almost here at the end of the show. I hope everything went okay. I couldn't see anything in the chat room. I hope, just because everything is dropping in and out, just terrible. Anyway, thanks for y'all. And remember, Jim Fetzer's doing well. He's recuperating with his family after his double bypass. So remember to stay today.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global